This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Also coming to a Charlottesville near you is a celebration for the upcoming Oscars, and Jody Kilbasa is with us from the Virginia Film Festival online at virginiafilmfestival.org. Jody, the Oscars are, a week from Sunday, right?
That's right, on February 27th.
February 27th. Big Oscars coming up, and keeping with what has become a wonderful Charlottesville tradition, we are going to celebrate that in style at the Paramount Theater.
That's right. We have been one of 50 charities, the Virginia Film Festival, along with the Paramount Theater, designated by the Oscars to host Oscar Night America. And we are going to have the largest high-def screening of the Oscars in the state of Virginia on that incredible Paramount screen in that beautiful theater. And actually a really wonderful evening lined up. We have about 14 of Charlottesville's best restaurants that are participating in a taste of those restaurants, along with beer and wine and soda and popcorn. And the Oscars are shipping their official Oscar program, the very same Oscar program that is on the seats at the award ceremony. It will be shipped here at the Paramount Theater and is part of that admission price that evening of $45.
So $45, yeah, go ahead.
It's just going to be a lot of fun, a great evening. Last year, people came in themed attire, sort of Hollywood-inspired. We had tuxes. We had business suits. We had the dude, the Big Lebowski, showed up, complete with a bathrobe and a pack of Marlboros, looking just like Jeff Bridges. And a lot of Marilyn Monroe is running about.
Good stuff. Jody Kilbasa is director of the Virginia Film Festival. You can get complete information online at virginiafilmfestival.org. The big party is a week from Sunday at the Paramount Theater Live. Watch the Oscars in high def. Just 10 days, 3 hours, 35 minutes, Jody, counting down.
Wow, that's pretty good.
So, yeah, is that where you watch the Oscars? Will you be there that night?
Oh, I absolutely will be there. It's a lot of fun. I'll be there in a tux watching the Oscars. But, you know, it's just a great party. We start out at 6:30 in the evening with all that food and the wine and soda and popcorn. And then, you know, the actual screening, the award ceremony, starts at 8:30 sharp. And we have some celebrities there. We have Charlottesville Newsplex's Tonight Show, Tara Wheeler and John Rogers, that will serve as MCs from the stage. We have a raffle of some incredible prizes going on. It's just a lot of fun. It's a neat, nifty event. And I got to say that the stunning part of the evening is seeing it in high def on a screen that big. It is, it's just like you're there. I mean, it's amazing.
Really is amazing. How can folks participate if they would like to be there that night?
Well, again, admission price is $45, which includes, unlimited wine and the food and that official Oscar program and the high-def screening, and they can participate. The quickest way to get tickets is to go to Paramount.net, actually, or to go to the Paramount box office and purchase them. You can purchase them online as well at Paramount.net. All the information is there. And they're available for sale right now. And, again, we had about 650 people show up for this event last year, so we expect a good crowd. It was really jazzy, fun, exciting evening. And, it's kind of a big honor. There's only one other screening of this, official screening of this, in the state of Virginia. That's in Petersburg. And I think it's a real affordable thing. Usually tickets for this at other events around the country go for $100 and up, and we try to keep it low at $45 to make sure that the community can be a part of this celebration.
Good stuff. The information is online at virginiafilmfestival.org. You can participate in the Oscars in style at the Paramount Theater a week from Sunday. Now, Jody, you're joining me live in studio on Tuesday, and we're going to talk about your picks for the Oscars, but while I have you here, before I let you go, Best Picture, who do you think's going to take it?
Well, we opened the festival with Black Swan, which was completely polarized audience that evening, with people who absolutely loved it and thought it was absolutely amazing, and other people that really struggled with it.
I loved
it.
My
pick is going to be The King's Speech. I think that is likely going to be the Academy voters' favorite. It's the type of film that you don't see as often anymore, and I think it was a beautifully acted film, and I think that that's going to win. And I think that maybe the candidate that might slip through, and the table was set for it last year with the Hurt Locker winning, is Social Network. Social Network could possibly upset King's Speech, although I don't think that's going to happen.
Jody, why is it the King's Speech is about the king overcoming a speech impediment? Why is it that Hollywood seems to like films, and they always show this at the Oscar time, they like films about people overcoming, whether, you know, it's some type of bodily impairment or retardation or, you know, a speech impediment, or they seem to like this kind of thing. It's somebody overcoming odds, terrible odds.
I think that they like to see a real life struggle based on a real life story and someone overcoming their struggles. I think that that's something that they like to see and they tend to reward. I also think that that tends to be something that serves as a tour de force for actors as well. So they tend to like that, and it's a little bit of a historical drama as well. I mean, it's not hundreds of years old, but it's reaching back into our history over 60 years now.
Yeah, Jody Kielbasa, director of the Virginia Film Festival, online at virginiafilmfestival.org, and Jody, we'll look forward to talking to you more on Tuesday.
I look forward to it as well. Thanks so much, Coy.
Good stuff. Celebrate the Oscars in style, folks, a week from Sunday now, counting down just 10 days.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.